Acting with an Accent by Dr. David Alan Stern. The Standard British Dialect, Revised Edition, copyright 1987 by Dialect Accent Specialists, Los Angeles, California. This tape teaches the dialect variously referred to as Standard British, English RP, Received Pronunciation, or sometimes SBS, Standard British Southern. It's the dialect used by most educated, middle to upper class speakers throughout the south of England. And it's the pattern that Americans most often identify as the British or English accent. Lesson one, creating resonance and muscle impulse for standard British speech. Before we study any of the actual pronunciation changes between American and English dialect, we're first going to accomplish the changes that take place in the overall resonance of the voice, the kind of sound changes that are caused by general alterations in shaping of the mouth cavity and in the way the mouth muscles move during speech. Now, this is a general change. You don't hear it only on words which have obvious pronunciation changes, but on every single sound that you utter. You see, every language or dialect has a specific point in or around the mouth where speakers feel or experience most of the vibration of the sound or the energy of the speech. This also frequently represents the place in the mouth where most of the muscle work happens during speech. Now, in standard American dialect, which I just switched to, I feel a point of energy focus in the middle to rear part of my mouth, about halfway between the tongue and palate. In addition, standard American speech doesn't require very much movement or very much muscle work in the lips or the front of the face. The lips just sort of flop around. Most of the muscular speech impulse happens in the middle and back of your tongue. With standard or received English dialect, however, the resonance or vibration focus moves forward. The new point of maximum energy now lies between the lips in front of the teeth, as if the functional resonance cavity were shifting forward in the mouth. Now, compared to standard American speech, there is a lot more work going on in the lips and the front face muscles. Exercise one for the British resonance, imagining the point of focus. In the first of several exercises to create the new resonance of this dialect, we are not actually going to do any physical adjustments in the mouth cavity, but we'll just try to imagine or will the sound forward to the new focal point. Now, this imagination technique works for some people, but if you can't quite relate to it, don't worry. We will be doing specific muscle changes in just a moment or two. Okay, we are going to count numbers in groups of three. First, counting in the mid-mouth vibration of American standard dialect, then shifting and counting the same three numbers with the front lip focus of standard English. Just try to imagine the energy and vibration shifting back and forth between those two points. All right, let's try. Middle of your mouth, one, two, three. You repeat. Now shifting forward in front of the teeth, feel the vibration between the lips, one, two, three. And you repeat that. Back to the middle, one, two, three. And forward, one, two, three. As we move on now to 4, 5, 6, let me have you add one more phenomenon. As you imagine the energy moving to the new vibration point, actually try to feel added vibration buzzing about in the middle of your lips. But first you feel the resonance and you feel the vibration in the mid-mouth on 4, 5, 6. Repeat. and feeling resonance and vibration in midlips, 4, 5, 6. Now again in the middle, 7, 8, 9. And letting the energy glide forward, 7, 8, 9. And now try the whole series to 10, both ways. First American, counting with me this time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now with the new English energy between the lips in front of the teeth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exercise 2 for the British resonance, forward muscle impulse. Now we're going to do a similar counting exercise, but on the English version, we're going to start each sound with the tongue and lips gliding forward a bit. The instant your brain says talk, the speech impulse hits your lips and tongue tip. Let's start with individual numbers. Say 1 with the normal American muscularity. Now lips and tongue glide forward in a very fluid movement. 1. Going back to the middle. 2. Gliding the tongue tip and lips forward. 2. Now don't keep your lips frozen in the forward position. 1, 2. Let them float back after each sound. 1, forward back. 2, forward back. Now the American version of 3. You do it. 3. And gliding forward for 3. Now all together. American mid-mouth muscles. 1, 2, 3. Now gliding forward. 1, 2, 3. Middle, 4, 5, 6. And once again, forward, 4, 5, 6. Now, as the cavity shifts to the front, you don't have to get louder, and you don't need to actually speak at a higher pitch. Let that higher sounding resonance occur because of the fluid forward shift in the carriage of lips and tongue. It's now time to integrate the first two exercises. The next time we count, I want you to glide the cavity forward with the tongue and lips and feel the vibration in the front by the teeth and lips while you still picture the energy shifting from the mid-mouth to that new forward point between the lips in front of the teeth. Again, on counts of 3. Middle, 1, 2, 3. Gliding and sensing forward, 1, 2, 3. Middle, 4, 5, 6. Gliding and sensing forward, 4, 5, 6. Back to the middle, 7, 8, 9, 10. And back in front, 7, 8, 9, 10. Try the same thing with letters. You repeat each group. American A, B, C. English A, B, C. D, E, F. D, E, F. G, H, I. G, H, I. Exercise 3 for the new resonance involves something a bit peculiar. But remember, this is a muscle exercise. You won't be going this far with it when you're actually speaking. Remember earlier I spoke of English speech as having more muscle activity in and front face? Well, let's activate that front face area between your upper lip and your nose. Here's how. As we begin each word in this exercise, I want you to dilate your nostrils a bit. Actually widen the openings of the nostril at the beginning of each sound. One, two. Continue doing all the things you did before. Tongue. Feel the vibration moving forward. But also let nostrils open wide on each sound. Do this while repeating each division. One, two, three. You may feel that your eyes are opening a bit wider along with your nostrils. That's fine. But with each dilation, feel the whole front face elongating a bit as it stretches down along those creases that run from your nose to the corners of your mouth. So let's go back to groups of three, widening the nostrils a bit on each word. One, two, three. Repeat. Now, four, five, six. Now remember, you don't actually have to flare those nostrils during real speech. This is an exercise to help you feel and activate those front face muscles. So once more, 1 to 10, dilating the nostrils slightly on each word onset, and keep gliding the tongue and lips. You count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, if it starts to feel or sound a little bit nasal, well, some English speech does have a tiny nasality, a slight carryover from some of the nasal consonants. But don't start talking consistently through your nose like this. This is not a characteristic of the middle-of-the-road standard dialect. Now, before we leave the concept of English resonance, I want to get off numbers and letters a bit and try it out on a short sentence. The sentence is, the cat is in the house. Try it in straight American first with the mid-mouth resonance. The cat is in the house. Repeat. Now shift forward, glide forward, feel the resonance shift at the onset of each syllable. The cat is in the house. Repeat. Amazingly, this sentence really has no pronunciation differences. The, cat, is, in, the, house, the cat is in the house, the cat is in the house. On these words, almost the whole impression of a dialect switch comes from changing the muscle impulse and resonance placement. Now, please do not continue with the tape until you have rewound and worked slowly through this resonance lesson at least one more time.